Unit 2. Reading. An adventure novel. Exercise 2.
Chapter 3. The cub ran down to the river to drink early one morning. He was still sleepy, so at first he did not notice anything. Then, suddenly, he saw and smelled something strange. Five strange animals were sitting in front of him. The cub had never seen men before, and suddenly he felt very small. One of them walked over to him. Then slowly, the man reached down to pick him up. The cub's hair stood up on his back and he showed his little teeth.
"Look at his white fangs!" the man laughed.
The man's hand came closer and closer. Then the cub suddenly bit him. The man hit him on the head and the cub fell onto his side. Suddenly, the cub forgot about fighting. He sat up and cried. The four men laughed loudly, and the cub cried even more. But in the middle of his crying, he suddenly heard something. He gave one last cry. Then he stopped his noise and waited for his mother. His mother was fierce and powerful. She knew his cry, and she was coming to save him. The men stepped back a little, and the female wolf growled fiercely.
"Kiche!"
one of the men suddenly cried.
"Kiche!"
And the wolf sank slowly to the ground. The man came over to Kiche. He put his hand on her head. She did not bite or growl.
"She ran away a year ago, didn't she, Grey Beaver?"
said one of the men.
"Yes," Grey Beaver answered. "There was nothing to eat."
"She has lived with the wolves," another man said.
"Her father was a wolf," said Grey Beaver. "And now she has a cub. His teeth are white. So I will call him White Fang."